WMAL News at Noon. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Burns. Police in Prince George's County say 25-year-old Antonio Williams admitted killing his 6-year-old sister and 2 cousins, 1-6, 1-9, Friday morning in Clinton.
Mr. Williams has confessed to killing all 3. At this point, we do not have a motive. We don't know exactly why he stabbed these 3 young, beautiful girls.
Captain Tony Shardner says Williams was left to watch the 3 while his mother worked an overnight shift. She was the one that discovered the 3 girls dead with stab wounds on Friday morning. Police also say a 2-year-old was in the house unharmed. Williams has been charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. Things are off to a tense but relatively calm start at Boston's free speech rally on Boston Common today. Correspondent Polo Sandoval is there.
The organizers of this rally, they are extending an invitation to a pretty significant list here from libertarians, of conservatives, classical liberals, Trump supporters. But then they're also extending that invitation to, in their own words, anyone who enjoys their right to free speech. The concern is that that could be taken as an open invitation to some of these white supremacist groups. But at this point, I can tell you that things have been relatively quiet.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was asking for peace, saying the city will shut it down if things get out of hand. Police in Charlottesville are announcing they're filing additional charges against James Fields Jr., the man who allegedly rammed his car into counter-protesters last week.
Fields now faces 2 additional counts of malicious wounding and 3 counts of aggravated malicious wounding. That's in addition to a second-degree murder charge, 3 other counts of malicious wounding, and a hit-and-run charge. So a total of 8 charges now for James Fields.
Correspondent Brian Todd there. A week after what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed an executive order that temporarily bans any public demonstrations at the Robert E. Lee statue in Richmond.
Governor McAuliffe says the executive order is necessary following the protests last weekend. The Lee Monument in Richmond is in the middle of a traffic circle on Monument Avenue, an iconic boulevard with several other Confederate statues. The governor says allowing any large demonstration there would create a safety hazard in the current circumstances. Earlier this week, a group supporting the preservation of Confederate monuments in Richmond canceled its plans to hold a rally next month because of the potential for violence. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
McAuliffe today speaking at the memorial service for Virginia State Trooper Jay Cullen.
He was rare. He was one of a kind. He was a leader. And we are also proud of him. And he will be so sorely missed.
Cullen and Trooper Burke Bates were killed when their helicopter went down outside Charlottesville last weekend. It was a dangerous night for police officers all around the country. 6 officers were shot. 1 was killed in 3 separate incidents. In Kissimmee, Florida, 1 officer was killed, another wounded in a shootout during a drug investigation. 2 more officers were shot in Jacksonville, Florida, responding to a suicidal man, both in critical condition. And 2 more officers were injured in an incident at a store outside Pittsburgh. The suspect there was killed. The White House says President Trump will be bucking yet another D.C. tradition. According to a statement, he'll be skipping the annual Kennedy Center Honors in an effort to avoid political distractions. Organizers, in another statement, say they are grateful for the gesture. In the meantime, there don't appear to be any hard feelings around Steve Bannon's departure.
Whatever the circumstances, the president has broken Twitter silence on Bannon's ousting. Quote, I want to thank Steve Bannon for his service. He came to the campaign during my run against crooked Hillary Clinton. It was great. End quote. Now back with Breitbart News, Bannon vows to go to war for Mr. Trump, including against some of the people close to the president. Bob Costantini, Washington.
12:04 now, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center and say good afternoon to Steve Greenfield.
Good afternoon, Steve. Slowing down southbound 295 between Benning Road and Baker Street. Eastbound 66, a multi-vehicle accident off on the shoulder by the Capitol Beltway. Still seeing delays back towards the Vienna Metro Station. And speeds are in the mid-20s eastbound along the southeast-southwest freeway between Main Avenue and 6th Street. Watch for a crash southbound 270 before Falls Road. And finally, southbound Virginia 95. Tapping those brakes, exit 156 out to the Rappahannock River Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy up to around 90 today. Scattered storms this evening down to a low of around 70. Tomorrow looks sunny in the upper 80s. And for the eclipse on Monday, looking partly cloudy in the early afternoon with increasing clouds later on, highs in the upper 80s. We're at 84 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo-jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
The stock market hit another all-time record today.
As much as $10 billion in Social Security benefits go unclaimed every single year.
The Federal Reserve announced that they will raise interest rates by 250
basis. The skyrocketing cost of health care and retirement could now run $350,000.
Planning for retirement today is a whole new ballgame. It's loaded with challenges, obstacles, and trapdoors. But you can do this, and we can be your guide. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson. Straightforward and objective advice and how you could make your money go further in retirement. And now, here's your host, Ron Carson.
Make no mistake about it, retiring is expensive. And you know what? It's a lot more expensive than most people think it is. Welcome to Wealth from Wisdom. I'm Ron Carson. I'm here with my co-host today, Paul West. Even if you've budgeted for rent and mortgage and utilities, insurance, groceries, dining out, automobile, travel, you know the list goes on. Even if you've budgeted for all of these things, remember, you've never done this before. You're in totally uncharted territory. And you will encounter a number of surprises, expenses, that you just never anticipated. Or at the very least, and Paul and I have seen this in our entire careers, you grossly underestimate what certain things are going to cost. There's a big difference between the retirement you've planned for and the retirement you actually get to live. And if you're not careful, it could have complete disruptive impact on the way you live your retirement. Any one of these expenses could upset the apple cart and really put a bigger dent in your nest egg than it really should. And worst case scenario, you have to go back to work. So what can you do now to make those adjustments to avoid this kind of pain later on? That's what Paul and I are going to talk about. We're going to reveal six expenses that can blindside you in retirement and what you can do right now, right today, what action you can take before it's too late. And Paul, the very first one on the list is one that we talk about and we've talked about on Wealth from Wisdom quite a few times, but I think it bears repeating. And I was reminded this morning, there's an article that came out in Investment News about additional expenses that aren't being disclosed. I'm going to cover that in a moment, but this is one of those things that immediately people can take action and see an improvement in the return.
Yeah, it's such a simple thing, but it's not simple in terms of the visibility, Ron. So I think about visibility all the time. So when we buy a car, right, you got your sticker cost or what you buy from someone who's selling it to you on a used opportunity. But then you have all your ongoing, right, maintenance costs, oil changes, and do I got to replace the tires, and all of those things happen. And people don't often calculate in that. And actually, I was thinking the other day, how much did you spend on your first car? For me, I know what it was. It was $500. That's what I spent on my first car.
Not much.
Yeah. We didn't have much back then, yeah. Right? But we knew what the price was, and we knew, for me, I bought a very old vehicle because I just needed something to get around in high school when I bought it. Came out of my funds, but I was like, I didn't realize then all the maintenance things that came with it. And for me, it's a little bit similar now with investment costs. Is you know what you get in terms of the sticker, but you don't always know what all of the other costs that are going along with working with your advisor. And that can be product costs. That could be transaction costs. That can be tax cost.
Yeah.
All of those things that go with it. And it's somebody's responsibility to educate you on what those are.
I was out in Laramie, Wyoming last week seeing some long-term clients of ours when we went for a walk, and Bill said, you know, we're talking about his house and cars. He says, I paid more for my last car than I did my first house. So when you said that, it made me think of that. Here, we've mentioned this before, but I think you think things are getting more transparent on Wall Street. And then you read, you know, we had the huge Merrill Lynch fine. They were charging an additional 6% a year that was not disclosed. They got a big fine from the SEC. But let's just pretend that number was not 6, but just 3%. Because there's a lot of times you can find 3% of excess costs you may not even be seeing that are there, and it does impact your return. $100,000 over 10 years, that's an additional $34,391. Over 20 years, it's $80,611. And over 30 years, it's $142,726. It's more, 42% more than you originally invested just by being able to save some expenses. And I know people right now are listening going, is that really possible? Is it possible that I've got these additional expenses I'm not even aware of? Well, this morning, as I'm thinking about today's show, there's an article about William Galvin. He is the top securities regulator of Massachusetts. A lot of times he leads things that then cascade across the rest of the country. Well, yesterday he launched an investigation into charges that brokers were receiving kickbacks on routing sales and orders to certain stock exchanges. We've talked about it here on Wealth from Wisdom before. It's called order flow. The probe was inspired in part by a recent New York Times op-ed by Jonathan Macy, a Yale law professor, and David Swenson, who's a famous Yale chief investment officer, who claimed that brokers are seeking payments for order flows instead of choosing the exchange with the best price for the client, and that is directly taking money out of clients' pockets. Order flow payments. So you would never know. You buy something, or they're routing shares, and you just think, oh, I paid, you know, $38.92. You don't know that it could have bought for $38.62. Right? You know, that cost, even though you don't see it anywhere, it has a direct impact. And they go on to say brokers routinely taking kickbacks, referred to as rebates, and they go on to say it's just wrong. As a result, brokers produce worse outcomes, and therefore the individual beneficiaries or the people that they should be serving are giving gains to someone that's not even disclosed or not even aware it's happening. So there's stuff you see, and then there's stuff you have no idea. And that's what you want to ask your broker is, are you allowed to take order flow payments? And if the answer is yes, don't do business with them.
Yeah, I almost want to feel like, is it still the 1980s, Ron, hearing this story? Or, you know, the movies that have vilified brokers, which when I hear stories like this read in the media of Wall Street and Boiler Room and things like that, come true. And that's why if anybody ever says they're a broker, it's just like other B words that people are afraid of, is stay away from it. It's just, it's dangerous. It's because when something is in someone else's best interest and not your own, Ron, that's the scary part here. And the fact that it's in 2017 and these things are still happening out there, I as a consumer need to take charge. And the easiest way to do is ask the question and just ask people what it is. And the first thing we know is, and you know this when talking to a salesperson, whether you're going to a furniture store, if they're not going to tell me what something costs or what the price is, they're hiding something from me. They are. They're trying to sell me something for their interest rather than just giving me the information that I need.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, Paul. And this is, and by the way, be clear, our position is there are those out there that believe 100% of all your assets should be in managed for an ongoing fee or an advisory relationship. There's times when a brokerage relationship makes sense. You just want to have full disclosure because it doesn't make sense in some cases to be paying an ongoing fee. It's a simple transaction. It's something that there's not going to be ongoing advice or value added. You shouldn't be paying an ongoing fee. But again, you want to understand where all the profit centers are. Matter of fact, we would argue having a brokerage relationship as well as an advisory relationship best serves the clients, even though it's a pain in the backside for firms like ours, because we have two regulators. We have FINRA and we have the SEC.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things to do is arm people throughout the country listening to Wealth and Wisdom, Ron. What are 10 questions to ask your advisor? And we've published them. I know we can read them off again on the show, but it's So important. Sit down. Even if you've been working them for a long period of time, re-educate yourself on what those are. It's simple. And here's the thing, and here's the urgency behind it. Right now, if you're thinking about it, it's going to sit in the back of your subconscious mind for a long period of time. But if you go ask these questions and you get the responses and you feel good about them, the worst thing, again, that happens to you if you make this decision is you feel validated that you're at the right place or you're with the right person that is sharing that information with you. It's so important in today's world because these hidden fees can suck the life out of so many returns you can get or eliminate or reduce the trust that you have with advisors across the country. And it makes me think around. Actually, got a call in this week from Wealth from Wisdom radio show. This was Kim from San Jose, and I just want to read the question that was asked, which is, I'm 64 years old and retiring next year. I've saved $1 million in my accounts, and also I'm getting $12,000 a year in rental income. You know, can I retire next year? And the second part of the question was, how do I not pay any taxes? And there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
But also goes into investment fees and expenses. So, you know, maybe we should spend some time really dissecting this for people and helping answer Kim's question.
We absolutely will, Paul. And, you know, when you go to someone and you're asking questions, you really need to understand who it is you're dealing with. The big question is, who can you trust today? And, you know, I don't want this to be self-serving, but it's important that you know who we are at the Carson Group. We're the number two independent advisor, according to Barron's. We were selected as one of the top wealth advisors, according to Forbes. We've published 4 books here at the firm, 2 New York Times bestsellers. We're often on CNBC, Fox. I mean, we have good, credible experts, subject matter experts in all areas. And as an organization, we serve on several boards that protect investors like you. And the CNBC Advisory Board, the American College, so on and so forth. But most importantly, we truly care. We always are consumer advocates. We start with what's in the client's best interest, and we work backwards from there. We always will. We always have. We're humbly confident, and we really feel that we can add value to most people that we're taking a look at. And if we can't add value, we'll tell you that. Give us a call, 888-419-8513. It's 888-419-8513. It will not cost you a dime. You absolutely have nothing to lose. Let us show you and prove to you the value we can add to what you're doing. Call 888-419-8513. Coming up next, we're going to continue to go through the most overlooked expenses that could blindside you in retirement. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
Trust, transparency, accountability. These are the values that drive Ron Carson and Carson Wealth. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Is it possible you could pay fewer taxes in retirement and keep this money for yourself? You could. Learn right here and right now on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Make no mistake about it. Retiring is expensive, and it's a ton more expensive than you think it is. Welcome back. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with my co-host, Paul West. I'm Ron Carson. There are 6 critical expenses you may not see coming in retirement. In the first segment, we talked about fees and expenses and all the backdoor payments and things that are going on. And if you're not careful, any one of them could really put you off track. Worse yet, you could have to go back to work. Coming up on this segment, we're going to continue to go through these expenses that could blindside you in retirement. We're also going to answer some questions that you have submitted and some of the calls we've actually taken here in the last week at the Carson Group and Wealth from Wisdom. But I want to remind you, you can ask any question. There is no such thing as a dumb question except one that's not asked. And send us an email, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. It won't cost you a dime. And we'll get right back to you and answer the question. And if it's one we think has broad appeal, we'll actually read it here on Wealth from Wisdom. And Paul, let me just move in before we move into the number 2 big expense. Let's talk about an email question. We actually had Jim from California. He says, I'm 61 and I plan to work as long as I can because I love what I do. I have almost nothing in the stock market since I pulled out in 09. It's all in cash. I feel really bad that I've missed out. But with the market making highs, what should I do? And I think this is interesting, Paul, because there's a lot of gems out there that, you know, and I wish he would have said win in 09, because it was the end of 09. He really captured some appreciation. It was the first quarter of 09 he sold at the, you know, all-time low, you know, for that period.
Yeah, I'd be willing to guess which one it is, Ron. But what I can certainly share with him is there's no simple solution here besides inaction is an action. And what's happened here, and it's happened to many people like this, Ron, as you and I know, we get calls or emails like this every single week. I've put my money in a mattress for too long,
yeah,
and now I think the market's too high, so what in the world should I do? Well, keeping it in your mattress, and I'm exaggerating here, but that's the reality of what's happening with a lot of people because of low interest rates. You're all looking in your bank accounts and seeing how much interest you're truly earning there, which is pennies on the dollar, is you got to put that plan into place. You have to do something with it. And so there's different approaches. And we've talked about some of the different investment strategies, Ron. We could spend, you know, the next hour talking about why a bond ladder or why irreplaceable capital or other protection techniques would work. But more importantly, Ron, I just want them to make a decision that to put the money to work, because they're going to feel so much better about having a plan. A great thing, you know, for many of you out there have retirement plans, and you maybe had a retirement plan for 10 years. Do you remember, you know, how that first investment went in, and did it go up or down its first 6 months? You don't remember. You know where it is right now.
Yeah.
But what happened was you made a decision to put some money in that retirement plan. No different than this isn't a retirement plan, but it's sitting there. Your decision to put that in there 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're not going to worry about what happened the first 6 months. You're going to be so happy that you actually did something. So go stop sitting and waiting on it. Go make a decision to make that happen.
Well, and Jim, you can't control what the market's going to do. You know, the market will do whatever it needs to do to prove the largest number of people wrong at any given moment. It always has, always will. The biggest way people ruin their wealth is trying to guess all the time. Here's what you can control. How much downside risk you're going to take. Paul, you hit it. You can use bond ladders. You can irreplaceable capital strategies. Not everything's necessarily geared just to the market going up. There's alternative strategies that you could use. But figure out what your downside risk is and then say, you know what, unless it violates that, I'm not gonna make a change. And you make a great point there, Paul. Who even remembers the very first deposits, whether they went up or down? Because it wasn't significant. Now it is, especially for Jim. He plans to work forever. Health, disability, there's all kinds of things that could happen. The other things that you need to factor in, Jim, is do you have a pension? Doesn't mention it. How much money do you have? Doesn't mention it. What's Social Security going to be? Doesn't mention it. You know, then also solve for, and one of the things that your advisor should be doing is, what's my bare bones that I just can get by on, and then what's the perfect kind of retirement that I want to have, and plan for both, you know, so you know, if you protect the downside, the upside always takes care of itself.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Ron. So as we talk about number two, taxes. So a question we ask everyone is, do you think you have more or less control over your taxes in retirement? And people have a challenge answering that. They think they have less. Well, they're wrong. You actually have more control than you ever have before over your taxes in retirement, because you can choose different ways to pull your money and you can have different techniques. Now, of course, there's rules that we've talked about on this show about Social Security. Many people don't realize that if you're over certain income levels, either single or joint, that your Social Security payments are going to get taxed.
Yes.
They don't realize that. So maybe you should stop pulling money out of certain accounts to stay, you know, a dollar below that level, so you make sure it doesn't get taxed. But guess what? You have control over that. You also have control on how much your living expenses are and what you're doing with that. You also have control over, okay, now that I pull my money out, what do I want to do with that? Do I want to invest it further? Or how do I want to buy a second home? What are all the different things I want to do? But guess what? That's your hands on the wheel taking control of your tax situation, not letting that control you.
Well, in Social Security, it's a big deal. Your Social Security benefits may or may not be taxed depending upon, as Paul said, on your overall income. In brief, if you file taxes as a single person and one half your Social Security benefits for the year plus the other half is more than $25,000, then your Social Security benefits will be partially taxable. If you're married, the income limit's $32,000 instead of $25,000, but the rule's the same. And if this combined amount exceeds $34,000 for singles, $44,000 for joint filers, then up to 85% can be taxable. You think about the kind of impact, Paul, that has. I mean, that's massive and what it can mean to what you get to keep versus what you have to pay in taxes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So it makes me think about taxes in retirement, Ron. So we actually got an email here from Kim in San Jose and asked, hey, I'm 64 years old and retiring next year. I've saved $1 million in my accounts. I also get $12,000 a year in rental income. I want to retire next year. So one, can I? And two, I don't want to pay anything in taxes. How do I do this? Well, I can say you don't have to, but you better go run and hide. I think about a lot of different things here.
Well, she could move to Puerto Rico. I think, you know, you pay virtually no tax down there, but yeah.
That's true. Well, that's a lifestyle decision.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So can I retire next year? That's all a matter of your own opinion. Are you comfortable with that? And will all of your income sources there? So, Kim, your rental income, the $1 million you've saved, is that going to maintain your lifestyle? And that's part quantitative, so you need a financial planner to run the math for you. But it's going to be equally as qualitative, is how many restrictions do you want on how much you have in a monthly budget? And how much do you want to adhere to monthly budget? Because what we talk about all the time is not having a plan together creates the scenario of the risk of you're 85 years old and flat broke.
And going back to work.
Yeah.
Or trying to go back to work.
That's like one of the biggest fears we hear from people, Ron. So
Too much life at the end of the money.
Yeah. So, Kim, I would definitely tell you, yes, you can retire, but how you retire and what that impact is on your lifestyle, you need to sit down with a planner and just do it today. You're close, and you're going to feel so much more comfortable instead of saying, what if? Sit down, have that meeting. And they'll help you look at how do you reduce your taxes. How do you pay zero taxes? Well, that's a different story. So everyone has to realize there's some form of tax to pay.
It's hard to pay zero. I mean, you got to be in a pretty low bracket to pay absolutely zero.
Yeah, and in that financial numbers you gave us, Ron, that's just not going to happen.
And, you know, here's a couple other areas I don't think people realize is look at if you're using mutual funds, try to hold very few mutual funds because they buy and sell and they create taxes whether you're taking anything out or not. There's always like a nasty surprise about them. And, you know, especially if you have some of these larger portfolios, you can have what's known as a separate account. You can own the individual positions and really manage your long-term, you know, let unrealized capital gains, especially if your advisor likes a position, let it run, harvest your losses. So another very, very tax-efficient way. And you think, well, how big a difference can that make? It can make a huge difference in accumulating wealth.
Yeah, it definitely can. And it's also, as you're making changes to your portfolio, look at people don't always understand, Ron, and we don't like to get overly complicated here on the show, but maybe you've been dollar cost averaging over time. And so maybe you've been buying into the market. Many people buy specific securities related to the S&P 500, whether it's an ETF or other strategy. But if you're buying at different points in time, those are called lots. And because you have lots, you have cost basis based on when you bought into the market each time. So sometimes it makes sense to sell out specific lots from a tax purpose.
Yes.
But people don't understand that.
There's three ways. First in, first out, last in, first out, or average price. And
right.
So, or I guess you have specific
Any
identification.
Specific,
yeah. Yep, you're right. And you go in and you have a choice. Hey, we had another caller from San Francisco last week. She actually called in. I think she spoke to Andrew. And Andrew said that she had $500,000 in an IRA, $250,000 in non-qualified. How much before the next tax bracket? She's in her early 60s. Should she roll this into a Roth and buy a second home? I mean, a lot of planning to do here, but no reason why she should roll that into a Roth IRA, in my opinion, unless she didn't. There's more information
here. Unless we're missing something there, why would you do that at that income level and tax bracket that she's at there?
I couldn't agree more. You know, we've talked a lot about taxes in this segment, and it is your largest expense in retirement, but there are ways to pay a lot less taxes. The short answer is it's legal, but you have to plan. It's how you structure everything will have a huge impact on how much you pay Uncle Sam. I'm not saying we get it to zero, but even if you can improve it 30 or 40%, it's money that will add up to a small fortune for you in retirement. Let us help you create a strategy. The time is now. We can give you a simple analysis. It costs you nothing. And call 888-419-8513. If you want to learn how you could save thousands of dollars every year, you may not realize this. Paul, you said it. It's so true. People think, oh, I don't have that much control. You have the most control in retirement because you can control when you take certain asset classes out, the way they're taxed, some of your income. And there's today's the first day of the rest of your life. Let's make the most of it. Call 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. Are you concerned about the cost of health care and medical expenses? You should be, because they're skyrocketing. Coming up next, we're going to share some scary stats on how you can protect yourself. I'm Ron Carson with Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
He's seen good times and bad times, and he's got the gray hair to prove it. You're listening to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 12:30. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Byrne. Spanish officials say the attack in Barcelona could have been much deadlier. They say attackers had been plotting from a house about 125 miles down the coast from Barcelona, but there was an explosion at that house in the days leading up to the attack that killed one man. The accidental blast prevented attackers from carrying out an even deadlier event. The attack on Thursday killed 14, injured hundreds of others. Officials are leaving the country's threat level at a 4 out of 5 today. And when the moon blocks out the sun on Monday, you might also find your cell service blocked.
The experts say that the sun being blocked by the moon won't crash any connections, but thousands and thousands of people crowding into the relatively narrow path of the total eclipse could have an impact. In top-ranked viewing locations like Madras, Oregon, some carriers are setting up temporary towers to boost cell service. But if there are failures, more than phone calls could be at risk. You could lose GPS, so getting lost could be a real possibility. And 911 dispatchers might not be able to find people in an emergency. Officials say consider sending texts instead of calling during the crucial minutes to help with system strain. I'm Jan Johnson.
12:32 now, we head back out onto the roads with Jim Bartow in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Suitland on the Beltway Outer Loop at Branch Avenue, watch out for some debris in the roadway. In Falls Church on 66 eastbound at the Capitol Beltway, a multi-vehicle accident remains on the shoulder. And in Dumfries on 95 southbound at 234, we've got a collision off on the shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, high around 90 today. Scattered storms this evening down to around 70. Tomorrow looks sunny, upper 80s. And ahead to the eclipse on Monday, looking partly cloudy in the early afternoon. Could cloud up by late afternoon, though. Highs in the upper 80s. We're at 86 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/15/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
You've budgeted for rent, mortgage, utilities, insurance, groceries, entertainment, auto and travel expenses, and so on and so forth. You've even budgeted for all these things that you can possibly think of. But you face many expenses you never even thought about, or at the very least, you underestimated what it was going to cost. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. An unexpected financial surprise could wreak absolute havoc on your financial lifestyle in retirement. Worse yet, it could force you to have to go back to work. Coming up on this segment, Paul and I are going to continue to go through the six expenses that could blindside you in retirement. And Paul, you know, we talked about taxes, we talked about expenses and investments, but this third's a biggie, and that's skyrocketing healthcare costs.
Yeah, and it's something that just people don't plan for at all, Ron. And I mean, I think the scary part is, and don't let this trap happen to you, is thinking it's not going to happen, because if it does happen to you, you're talking $250,000 to $500,000 per year. But what the reality is the average American, so there's a great survey done, the majority of Americans, that is 66% of us, think healthcare expenses are going to cost $100,000 or less. And 31% of us guess it's going to cost $25,000 or less, even though the Employee Benefit Research Institute shows that a 65-year-old male is going to need $127,000. That's just amazing. So we tend to underestimate what real costs are and overestimate things that aren't going to happen, Ron. And so we need to focus on things we are most likely going to happen.
Well, and here's another source that says a 65-year-old couple can expect to spend between $250,000 and $500,000 on healthcare and medical expenses in retirement that's not covered by Medicare. This is the portion that's not covered.
Wow. That's a big number.
That's a big number. And so the other things are not keeping up. So, you know, Social Security benefits, for example, have not kept pace with soaring prescription drugs and other expenses, leading to a 30% drop in purchasing power just since 2000. Because you've got this COLA, but the cost of living increase, but you have all these other things that are just skyrocketing. The average Social Security benefit was $1,320 a month. It would have taken a benefit of $1,518 to have the same purchasing power as the year 2000. Medicare B premiums and prescription drug costs are the expenses that have climbed the most since 2000, rising 195% and 184%. Respectively. So it's no wonder. It's like people are just crimped. And you see this all the time, that they retire, they're going to plan on living 20 or 30 years. And, you know, they may have $50,000 of income, $40,000 in expenses. They got a $10,000 surplus. But what happens is your income is fixed, or it's going up very little. But you just heard those stats. I mean, Medicare B premiums alone up nearly 200%, prescription drugs up nearly 200%, and all of a sudden you have more expenses than you have income, so other things that you enjoy doing, you can't do anymore.
Yeah, well, we all reflect back to personal experiences. Like I shared earlier, Ron, the first vehicle I bought was $500, and now that I have twin 14-year-olds and they're going to be needing vehicles soon, I'm like, okay, what's a comparable car? Well, it's five times that right now, and that's for, really, if you consider it, probably a not a very good vehicle, a junker, for $2,500, but that's because a lot of time has passed since that happened. But we don't think of it that way always until reality hits. So this makes me think about, Ron, we got an interesting question, and it's somewhat healthcare related, but it's more related about how you have even conversations with your spouse. So this is interesting. This was Linda from Quincy, Illinois, asked, "My husband handles all of our finances because he likes to and knows I do not. When he brings it up, though, I tune it out Now that I'm almost 60, I feel like I should be more involved. How should I approach this conversation with my spouse? Interesting, huh?
It is interesting because this is one of the areas where we probably don't talk about enough on here is both, there shouldn't be one person that really controls it all or understands it all, because if something happens to that person, you're throwing the non-financial decision-making spouse into a complete nightmare, you know, trying to make these decisions on. Even if they have a competent team, you don't want to be thrown into something where everybody knows what they're talking about and there's some simple jargon. Unfortunately, we use way too much. You have no idea what's even going on. So I think, I don't remember what her first name was, but
Linda, yeah.
Linda, I definitely would get involved. Learn as much as you can. Ask every single question you think of. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I'll guarantee you that those questions have been asked before, and there is no such thing as a bad question, but I would immerse yourself. It's in your financial well-being to get involved today.
Yeah, and even if you're disinterested, it doesn't mean you have to understand every technical detail. But I think first and foremost, you need to build the trust and rapport with your advisor that's working with your family. So you should go to every meeting, or at least as many as you can, to sit and listen in, because you're going to absorb, you're going to hear, you're going to understand. But if your spouse is doing all of this on their own, you better know where to access. So this is a huge trap we see, unfortunately, Ron, across the country, is one spouse takes full control and does everything on their own, and then something unfortunate happens. I just heard a story this weekend, actually, about an advisor who passed away unexpectedly.
Yeah.
And the spouse, you know, obviously knew they had a business and knew there was an advisor, but still didn't even know exactly where everything was. And that's the last thing you want to worry about if you're not interested in the financial side of it. You still got to know where you go and who to trust, because then you got to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And the last thing you want to be dealing with is an executor and all those other things.
You brought up a really good point, Paul. You don't have to understand the nitty-gritty. I'll relate it to driving. You don't have to understand how to fix your car or how to work on it or overhaul the engine. But when you get in your car, you should be able to look at all the gauges and know, are they in the red, yellow, or are they in the normal category? You want to have a handful of things you're able to glance at to say, that's right, that's normal, I expected it to be there. And if something's in the red or the yellow, it's time, you know, to maybe get a second opinion or at least start asking some questions, which leads me to Barb from Omaha. Great question here, which is a little bit related. She said, I've just been made aware that a distant relative left me considerable assets. Not sure. I've never had assets before. Should I leave it with the firm it's at or move it? Well, don't know who the firm is, but my advice, Barb, is just because it's there, interview them and evaluate them. See who you connect with, who you're comfortable with. Make sure they're a fiduciary, that they have the people on the team, a CPA, an attorney, a CFP, preferably a CFA, and that there's an integrated team that can help you, especially, I don't know what considerable means to you, but these are a lot of assets. The complexity of your financial life just went up exponentially.
Yeah. Well, Ron, I'm going to relate it to what do we all do. Many people have homes or condos or apartments, but when you need something done, some type of repair, what do you get? Multiple quotes, right? Multiple bids. And why aren't you doing the same? So if you haven't been in this experience before, you're most likely going to get and meet multiple people or get referrals from your friend. I need to get my driveway fixed. What am I doing? I got a couple referrals from friends, and I'm going to interview the three people and get their quotes to figure out who's going to be the best person for our driveway that's going to meet what I want done qualitatively, but also price-wise from costs and expenses that go along with it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times people say, well, if John works with them, I'm just going to work with them. Put a little more effort into it than that. You know, actually sit down. You know, people spend more time planning a vacation than they will working with and evaluating which financial team should help them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul, we talk about income on Wealth from Wisdom. Today, it's a real challenge. How do you generate the right amount of income with interest rates basically at zero? And we have bond yields, which are dismal. We have a stock market making new highs, so people are a little afraid of that. So how are you going to make your money work without betting the farm? Your ability to generate income will totally dictate your lifestyle in retirement. It will make the difference between the retirement you dreamed of versus just barely getting by. The good news is there are a lot of options out there today, And you probably don't know many of them even exist. The facts are we can help you generate more income. You want to understand what all your options are. We have an income analysis. There's no cost. You have absolutely nothing to lose. Give us a call at 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. The last thing you want is to be 80 years old, full of life, and not enough income. Learn how you can turn your savings and investment into an income workhorse. 888-419-8513. And also, if you have any question for Paul or I on Wealth from Wisdom, send me an email, ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. That's ron@wealthfromwisdomradio.com. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom.
How could you make your money go further in retirement? Learn how next on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group, right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey Safeway shoppers, did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Do you owe more than $8,500 to the IRS? If so, we are going to give you the most important number you may ever need to end your IRS nightmare. You may have heard of the tax settlement program with the IRS. Well, the IRS will be making drastic changes which will make it more difficult to reduce your tax debt. Call Platinum Tax Defenders today to learn how you can resolve your tax nightmare before these new changes go into effect. Call 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
He's a published author, and he's been featured in Forbes, Investment News, The Wall Street Journal, CNBC, and more. Now back to Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor, Ron Carson.
I've got some news for you. Retirement is a lot more expensive than you think it is. Welcome back. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host, Paul West, and you're listening to Wealth from Wisdom. If you've budgeted for rent or a mortgage, utilities, insurance, food, dining out, health care, all those expenses, they add up. You'll face a number of expenses that could cripple your lifestyle in retirement. Coming up on our final segment, we're going to talk about the final two that could blindside you: long-term care and the totally unexpected. And Paul, I'm going to almost throw long-term care into skyrocketing health care costs, but it's one that gets talked about a lot. I want to touch on it just briefly. The average cost for living assisted facility is $47,064 a year. And with around-the-clock care, semi-private room runs about $91,615. And according to Forbes, 70% of all the people alive at 65 will require some form of long-term care. So if you don't have a huge portfolio, I think this is one of those risks you want to transfer to an insurance company.
Yeah. So many people, when they first have children, Ron, they get insurance because they want to protect their kids. But this is one, you got to take action to protect yourself. So if you can't self-finance it, find a way to make this happen with long-term care. Because what we see all the time is people think it's not going to happen to me. So what do? You hit the ignore button, right? Or I'm going to say the snooze button. This is all that's happening is people are hitting the snooze button and pushing this pain point down the road. The problem is they're going to push it too long, and then it's going to be too late.
Because some of these policies are not easy to get because you have to go through the underwriting. So you've got to you can't wait too long because you got to have decent health to even get them.
Well, you never know when something's going to happen to you.
Let's talk about the unexpected, because this is the one, you know, plan for the worst, hope for the best. You know, there's a bunch of them in here, and we see, and maybe it's because we deal with so many families across the United States, we're almost weekly. We're dealing with one of these unexpected, and it's totally random to the person happening, but it's like, yeah, we see this. And one is just family emergency. You know, somebody needs money. There's lots of different reasons. I could tell you some stories that was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. But family emergencies come up quite frequently.
From things as, oh shoot, someone was in a car accident, need a new car, to a hailstorm comes up out of nowhere. You get that urgent need from a family member and you feel obligated, they need money for a reason. So all of a sudden now you got to make all of those what I call life decisions.
Just yesterday I learned of a financial advisor traveling back from Scotland, ended up with a blood clot and died. And he could have been disabled. But either case, this is all of a sudden a primary breadwinner. You know, you're going along, you think you've got, you know, a certain amount of income. He wasn't of retirement age yet. And, you know, there should probably be some life insurance if there was outstanding bills, or if there's not enough income to be produced off the principal. So that's a biggie.
Yeah. And I think another unexpected is people think that you're going to have to reverse, you know, what you have to take care of your children if you have children. Now the reverse is happening, Ron, where people have to take care of their parents.
Yes.
And there's costs that go along with this. And many of us think our parents have enough money to make it, but not all of them do. And so that burden is going to shift off into you, and that's an unexpected cost that may happen in your lifetime.
Well, I actually had a client who she gave up her job to actually care for her parents. She felt she had to do that, and so it was a double whammy. Not only did she have expense associated with caring for her parents, but she also lost a really high income paying job. She's able to get by, but if she could have worked for another 5 or 6 years, it would have made a huge difference in the quality and the amount of security that she would have had. There was no long-term care insurance on her parents, so she was going to have to pay for it one way or the other. Home and car repairs, things you didn't budget for, things that were not insured, you know, just something to pay attention to. Divorce, That's one where, you know, just because you don't have someone else living in the house doesn't mean your expenses are going to be cut in half.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, so I just
you're going to split the assets in half. You're not going to your expenses aren't going to be cut in half.
I was in an unusual situation last week. So I was with some people and we went and got something to eat. And somebody introduced to me, "Hey, this is so and so. This is my first wife." I said, "Well, first, how do you know that?" He said, "Well, I just know the statistics, so this could be just my first wife." And this was in front of the individual, and like, they weren't trying to do it to be funny.
Really?
It was one of the most awkward situations I've been in. But as I thought about it, is here's a person that, in a way, was already planning out so many other things, but we're talking about the unexpected. A lot of times things happen, and what we see now in the statistics show, more people are getting divorced later in life.
Yeah.
And what happens? And so I think you may not know what's going on, but this is an unexpected. So if this has happened to you, you need somebody walking you through the process. You need people you can trust and that can help protect you in there and look out for your financial well-being.
Well, and there's a great example of another reason why the spouse, both spouses need to be involved, right?
Yes.
Because it could not just be death, but it could be divorce, and all of a sudden you're thrown into this, you know, in a short amount of time. I actually saw this happen, by the way, where we had some clients of the firm, though they didn't want to both stay here. So the lady left, went to a firm, didn't really understand the complexity or financial situation, and she didn't understand it at all, and it cost her more than $200,000 and some forfeited benefits that she could have had. Again, it was just uninformed. It should have been up to speed. That would not have happened.
Yeah, so here's another unexpected, Ron. Small businesses. So how many of you, you know, have started a small business, whether it's a food truck or, you know, a rent-to-own business or whatever it may be, and we all think things are going to go along and be great, or we get later in life and we have some money put aside and we want to start a business? Well, that's great, but the unexpected could happen to those businesses. It's amazing to me, Ron, how many people come to us and have businesses, but they really don't have any liquid capital. They
right.
have no money, and they're actually worried about if their business doesn't survive, are they going to be that 80-year-old still working? So having a plan in place, too, to have some liquidity in your business is an important thing that you need to look at now, again, not later.
That's good. So have you ever wondered if you have the right financial advisor and really you're covering all your bases? Paul and I here in the Carson Group and Wealth from Wisdom partners all over the country, we spend a lot of time thinking about who and how can we serve our clients at the highest level. Trust me on this. If you're hanging on to the wrong advisor and they're not creating value for you today, or if you're just getting one piece of the retirement puzzle, you're going to be the one who's going to have negative consequences because of that. And by the time you figure it out, it probably is way too late. So you owe it to yourself, to your family, to get a second opinion. Let us prove to you how we can make your wealth go further in retirement. We have a 5-step master plan. We address the most critical components to make the most out of every single dollar you've saved for retirement. This analysis will not cost you a dime. Call now to schedule your initial analysis. Operators are standing by. Get a second opinion. It will only benefit you, and what you learn could change everything. 888-419-8513. That's 888-419-8513. We make the complex simple by an effective game plan, advice in a common language, and total transparency of all fees and costs. I'm Ron Carson with my co-host Paul West, and you've been listening to Wealth from Wisdom Radio.
Risk, Social Security, income, taxes, estate planning. Every week we talk about how to make your money go further in retirement right here on Wealth from Wisdom with Barron's Hall of Fame advisor Ron Carson.
Okay, and here's the legal mumbo jumbo. The opinions voiced in Wealth from Wisdom with Ron Carson are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy assures success or protects from loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
The preceding program was paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program were not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station.